countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
And we're actually going to stay with the majestic Wild Atlantic Way because, as many of us have discovered, holidaying in Ireland this year instead of travelling overseas, there are superb adventures to be had. And while the landscape may be very familiar, seeing it from a different point of view by cycling, kayaking or even horse riding can connect you with those new sights. Dermot McIntyre of Grey Heron Media travelled to Achill Island in Mayo to go pony trekking at Calvi's Equestrian Centre with Orla and her 8-year-old daughter, Catherine.
Come on, Silver.
That's Zach, that's Oreo, and then that's Elton and Jake. Oreo, he's a mix of grey and white, and he's got very long ears with grey and black at the top and then blonde at the bottom of his tail.
So you're going to ride, Catherine, on Zach.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride an Oreo.
And are you going to be in the front? And we'll have Dermot behind us.
Okay.
We're going to be showing Dermot where to go. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Rather sprightly now. You have to be sprightly. Just jump up and sit down gently into the saddle.
So front of the saddle and then the back of the saddle. And then...
Squeeze onto the side and say, walk on, Oreo.
Walk on, Oreo. Walk on.
Good. Perfect. So sitting up as tall as you can, really, and settling back into the saddle and relaxing. Just having that rein at the front there will do you good. If you just gently give a tug to the reins to your tummy and say, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
And then relax them once he has stopped. And then walking on then again.
And then walk on.
Yeah, there you go. And Catherine doing the same.
Actually, perfect. It's a lovely... start as we're coming around the arena because it's the 360 tour of Achill.
It is indeed. North, south, east, west. But you know what? I love the location here. I'm big into my birds, right? The other day there were some peregrines up here, peregrine falcons. Last August I spotted a golden eagle down here in this valley. Oh. So let's practice another little whoa here. Guys, after three, one, two, three. Whoa. Good. Okay. So would you like to try some trotting? So if you watch Zach's front feet when he trots. So trotting on, Catherine, for me now, please. Trot. So see his feet striking the ground. One, two, one, two, one, two. And then Catherine is standing up and down in her stirrups to that same beat. One, two, one, two.
Okay.
So best thing is, hold on to the front of the saddle there with that hand. Lean on there to help you, you know, spring out of the saddle as sprightly as you did earlier when you got on it.
Ah, dear. Okay.
It's got a nice steady trot, okay? So ready? So start rising. One, two, one, two. Up, down, really stand up. Are you getting it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That was it. So it's the higher I stand.
Yeah, the easier. That's
it. Oh boy.
But don't bang yourself down in the saddle.
Yes, I did there.
Use your legs to control your weight, okay? Really use your legs. And whoa. We don't collapse down into the saddle at all. Really, you're just skimming the top of it and coming straight back up again.
Okay.
Well done, Catherine. Thank you for being our demonstrator extraordinaire. Okie dokes. So let's tighten up your girth just before we go. So we've got a little bit of a hill to climb, Dermot, coming up out of here, out of the arena, so you need to lean forward slightly.
Yeah. Lean forward.
All right.
And then just...
And our heather will be blooming very soon in the next few weeks. And the lower part of the mountain there across the middle will be a lovely purple colour. Very special.
Where does your love for horses come from?
I suppose it was always just the fascination. When I was growing up, they were quite a rare commodity. People had long transitioned from the horse or donkey to the tractor. My dad's uncle John, he always had Irish draft horses. He might have only been the only person to own a horse at the time. In the whole of Achill, he used to put us up on the mare the odd time, and that was such a magic treat, you know.
It wasn't that you got to go riding the mare, you were just propped up on top, was it?
Yes. Yeah. The only really pony rides you'd get is when the circus came to town. And I would hound the circus because they only did the pony rides at the very end of the show. They may have done, you know, two shows and they may have been here for 2 days, but I always made sure I timed it right to come in at the end and be able to have a go on the pony. Thank you very much. Thank you. Come on, Oreo.
Come on, Oreo.
Yeah.
So just as we've turned down to the lake onto this little track, you've done a bit of foraging.
Yeah, so we've got some lovely wild mint here. And this grows in Achill, in and around a few pockets. Some of the horses really like it. Mint is very good for respiratory, clearing out any sort of dust, the menthol in the mint.
And it's amazing. Can you smell that, Catherine, as the horses are eating they're chewing the mint.
Yeah.
And there's this massive waft. It's like we're in a chewing gum factory up here.
Yeah. You know, that's another aspect, I suppose, of why we love doing what we do, because you go at a nice, relaxed pace. You know, you really get to absorb and experience what's around you. The sights, the smells, you know, the sheep take it easy when they hear us coming. You know, it's all like we're in tune, aren't we, really? You know, just coming on along our little trail. It's amazing. And I think that's what being on horseback allows you to experience, you know?
We're going to all sorts of terrain and the horse is literally taking it in their stride.
That's what you can't beat with native breeds, especially the Connemara pony. They're well able for all of this. Smell that salty air. It's a great feeling. I mean, it's just the fresh air, that salty sea air. It's just the expanse, the space. So we're going to turn to the left, Dermot, head over towards the ice cream van.
So I presume the 99 is part of the tour, Carly, yeah?
yeah, of course.
Great fun.
Great fun.
99's all around there. Dermot McIntyre of Grey Heron Media with calvies of achill.ie.